You're listening to SBS News.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has faced tough questions from European Union leaders during a meeting with the Conference of Presidents of the political groups of the European Parliament. Politicians have pressed Facebook's chief executive on issues ranging from privacy to election interference. Mr. Zuckerberg has apologised for the data leak.
But it's also become clear over the last couple of years that we haven't done enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, foreign interference in elections, and developers misusing people's information. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a mistake, and I'm sorry for it.
The comments reiterate many of the remarks he's made during recent appearances, including during testimony to the US Congress, following the scandal which has reportedly involved the personal data of 87 million Facebook users. In March, it emerged that the personal data of millions of users was improperly accessed by a political consultancy firm, Cambridge Analytica, which has since declared bankruptcy. Mr. Zuckerberg says his company is taking steps to improve.
It's going to take time to work through all of the changes that we need to make here. But I'm committed to getting this right and to making the significant investments that are necessary to keep people safe. For example, we are doubling the number of people working on safety and security at our company to more than 20,000 by the end of this year.
He highlighted the economic importance of his company in Europe, telling leaders Facebook will employ around 10,000 people in 12 European cities by the end of the year. But UE politicians weren't interested. Many felt questions were left unanswered, including those about whether Facebook is a monopoly and how it plans to use data from its division of the messaging application WhatsApp. President of the European Free Alliance, Philippe Lambert, has warned against what he calls a dangerous monopoly in the communication sector.
We got no answers. And of course we got no answers because every time we ask specific questions, Mr. Zuckerberg tries to escape. He wants to be left alone as much as possible, and he wants us to let him cash the profit of his monopoly.
European Parliament President Antonio Tajani says the EU is always looking to achieve a fair but competitive market environment.
We are against the monopoly, we are in favour of competition, we will strengthen our internal market.
Mr. Zuckerberg also did not directly answer questions about whether data should be collected from non-Facebook users. Facebook recently transferred 1.5 billion of its international users from the jurisdiction of its European headquarters in Ireland to that of its United States headquarters. Some analysts suggest this move was to avoid costly legal action resulting from breaches of the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. The changes to data laws will give consumers much more control over how their personal details are used, and firms found in breach could face up to 4% of their annual turnover in fines. EU General Data Protection Regulation rapporteur Jan-Philippe Albrecht has questioned whether Facebook is truly committed to obeying the regulation.
My impression is that the European Union can't trust on Facebook to solve the problems on its own and to protect users in Europe on its own. There need to be strong protection. It's good that we have the GDPR kicking into application on Friday, and it has to be enforced very consequently strict by the authorities, especially with Facebook as one of the bigger companies.
Mr. Zuckerberg says the company will be compliant with the law, which comes into place on Friday. But he's questioned whether it's the right regulation for this day and age.
I don't think the question here is whether or not there should be regulation. I think the question is what is the right regulation. I think the internet is becoming increasingly important in people's lives. Some sort of regulation is important and inevitable, and the important thing is to get this right, and to make sure that we have regulatory frameworks that help protect people, that are flexible so that they allow for innovation.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.